this is Griffin, the pastor at Poplar Springs. Thank you for checking out our podcast. We hope the message inspires you and encourages you to pursue Jesus more this week. Also, be sure to connect with us on social media for more content. Enjoy the message. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I was a little under the weather this week, so you have to bear with my voice a little bit. I didn't get sick most of the year until my vacation time, so yay, that was wonderful. But really excited to kick off a series that's going to be a part of our fast to start 2023. And today, here's how I want you to visualize today. Thomas talked about the fast. That will start January 9th. Everyone say the 9th. So next week, I will prep us officially for what the fast looks like. We'll kind of unpack that. I have an amazing scripture I want to share from the Old Testament that will prompt us for what that looks like. We're giving up something physical to gain something spiritual, like you heard during communion. Today, I want you to envision you just bought a house. You go in there. You love the house, but there's a room in there that's like mustard yellow. It's gross. Unless you like mustard yellow, it's not gross. But if you know what I'm saying, don't want to offend anybody, but it's a color you don't like, right? And so you know you have to get all the paint gear out, and you've got to repaint that wall to make it your own. And what you have to do, right, is you have to get, before you paint, you have to what? You have to prime it, right? You have to get it all primed, ready, and just kind of a coat under it so you can paint over the primer to get it to the color that you want it to be. And so today is the setup. Today is a primer for 2023 that I feel the Lord laid on my heart a couple of weeks ago. And this is how good God is. I thought I was going to preach on one scripture, and then I looked at the context before that in Ephesians chapter 3, and it was so much better than what I had in mind. He wants to unpack for us today a little bit more than what I thought he wanted us to do. And so we're going to prime the heart. We're going to prime your mind, prime your faith for what does 2023 in your life, more importantly, your faith, look like. What's the color we're going to be painting this year? But we have to prime first. And the way I want to do it, I'm going to read the scripture from Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to start in verse 14. So if you want to follow along, we're going to go from there to the end of that chapter. And basically what you have, just a little context for Ephesians. So in Paul's letters, this is an epistle written to the church in Ephesus. And what he's doing, and he's giving theology and unpacking like the gospel and what we believe and who Jesus is in the first half of his books. And then on the later half, he gives application. What do we do with the theology that he's taught us before that? And so what he does here in verse 14 to the end is it's a prayer. It's a prayer over the church in Ephesus. He's talked all about Jesus and all about this mission to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, and the fact that Christ has been given to all people, the new covenant, a new beginning, new opportunities to have a relationship with God because of what Jesus did on the cross. And then he stops before the application and he prays for all of these people. And what I found from this was I asked myself four questions from this scripture that I want to ask our church and you individually today as a primer again for what your 2023 will look like. So you can follow along on the screen. I'm going to read through it, and then we'll go backwards and unpack the different questions from the different verses. Here we go. Verse 14, it begins. It says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. He says, I pray out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ." How many of us believe that's how big and wide and good God's love is? Amen? It surpasses, to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. What a prayer that is, that you and I can be filled to to the measure of the fullness of God. Verse 20 and 21, this is where I thought I would be, but God gave us so much more this morning. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let me pray this morning before we unpack this. Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you. We're excited for new beginnings. I don't know what 2022 looked like for everyone in this room. I do know there were good times, things to celebrate, joyous times, but I know there were challenges, and there were difficulties, and there were hurdles and speed bumps that we all had to walk through. And so today, we're priming our hearts, we're priming our minds for what it looks like to pursue you and to know you in a much deeper way in 2023. So open our hearts, and God, open our minds to what you want to teach us and to prepare us for here to begin the year. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. Guide me as I teach. May your spirit move in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So let's unpack these scriptures and let's take four questions that I hope resonate with you throughout this week as you prepare for the fast and prepare for next week. And let's go back to verse 14. And he starts with this. Excuse me. He says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father. And so we've talked a lot about worship and what worship is. We had a Sunday here. Anyone remember where I did the message first and then we had worship afterwards? And it was just an incredible kind of moment here in our church where we just humbled ourselves and we worshiped and we honored God. And I taught about how it's more than just singing songs, right? It's more than just the words you say, the songs you sing. It's more, worship is more than just coming into a church on a Sunday for, you know, 30 minutes and singing hopefully songs that you enjoy singing to the Lord, right? It's really a posture of your heart. That's what worship really is. And so when he talks about kneeling before the Father, the first question that popped out to me for this year for us is, what is your posture going to be this year? Because we don't know what's going to come. We don't know the challenges we're going to walk into this year. We don't know the blessings God is going to give us. We don't have a clue. We can't predict. We don't know what 10 days from now looks like. But what we do know is that we have a God who loves us, who is on the throne, who is sovereign, who is holy, who is righteous, who is perfect, who is almighty, who is all-knowing, who is present everywhere, who has paved the way for you to have a relationship with him through the cross thousands of years ago, which we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ, and we'll celebrate his death and resurrection and Easter. We do know that this love is so powerful from this God that he is deserving of our praise. Amen? That he is deserving of our honor and to be glorified by us. And so there's a question that you ask yourself as you go about your weeks and as you go about your days, excuse me, as you go about your months and as you get into the new year, can you, your marriage, your children, your household, your family, your single life, your desires, can you orient your heart and your life around committing to being a person that finds themselves constantly worshiping this God? Like being so in the zone, in the mode where you're just wanting to kneel before him. You're wanting to give him the glory that he deserves. That come what may this year, like you put a stake in the ground this morning. You say, God, no matter what comes, no matter what happens, whatever twists and turns that I have to take throughout this year, the unpredictability, whatever it looks like, God, the posture of my heart will be to kneel before you and worship and honor you. Why? Because you absolutely deserve it for who you are. Can you find yourselves on your way to work in your car, going into whatever that may look like, or maybe putting your put PJs on to go in front of the computer working from home, which I'm jealous of, by the way. Whatever it may look like in your life, that you're just finding yourselves honoring your Heavenly Father. That's just how you're oriented. No matter what the news looks like, no matter what your bank account looks like, no matter what you're dealing with, God, I worship you. Because sometimes the posture of our heart gets oriented towards wanting to worship and fall in love with other things, right? The things of the world, the things that don't deserve our attention as much as they do, the things that get our distractions going, the things that take us away, like Thomas even said in communion, from spending time with him and whatever that looks like. Will the posture of our hearts be to worship this God? Will you find yourselves kneeling before the Father consistently this year? And I think that's how it begins. We have a desire for God. I want us to be a church that's not just going to God when we need something, this going to God when we're hopeful and things are bad and things are rough, and God, okay, now I'm going to pray and now I'll just remember that you're good and that you're sovereign and that you love me, and so I'm going to call on you to help. No, I'm going to worship you, God, in every season, in every aspect of my life. What's our posture this year? The second one, from verse 15 and 16, I'll read again. He says, "This reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name." Then he says, "I pray out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power." Everyone say power. "He may strengthen you with power through his Spirit," where? "In your inner being." Now, I love this because this gets to the groundwork of the foundation of what God's provided for you and I. The question that I want us to be asking ourselves as we go through 2023 is, where will your strength come from this year? So we want to worship and orient our hearts and our minds around the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, his attributes, worshiping and glorifying and honoring him, and just not allowing the world and the news and the stuff to take our hearts and our posture away from that. But we know we're going to come up against some things, right? We know we're going to be challenged. Our faith will be challenged. Marriages will be challenged. Our hearts will be challenged. There will be difficulties that we will face. And so where does our strength this year come from? And how can you be a believer, a follower of Christ, that just pulls your strength directly from this God when you need it the most? You know, the age-old thing for New Year's, everyone goes back to the gym and tries to get that beach body going for the summer, right? Everyone doing the sit-ups. Now, I'm just going to let you know, I got ahead of the game, and I started in December, all right? Can we? Yeah. I need the cheap applause. I need the encouragement. So Heather and my family got me for my birthday gym membership to the YMCA. I keep telling people Heather wants the college Griffin. We'll just leave it at that, all right? So I'm working on it. The Southern cooking has been a little challenging for me, all right? So I started earlier, and what are we doing there, right? My pastor back home in Florida used to call quiet time and spending time in the Word spiritual push-ups. Like, we want our bodies to feel good and be strong and to look good, and so we work out and we exercise and we go to the gym and we run and we do all those things. But what about our spiritual life? What about your spiritual health and your spiritual endurance? When this word is written in the Bible, it just fires me up, because God showed me in Acts chapter 1 what this word power really represents in the Bible. And so we read the word in the English language, and it doesn't always translate in the way that it was written in the Greek or the Hebrew from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I want to show you this, and I want this to land within your heart, because I don't think we fully grasp and understand the power and the strength that is available to us inside of us that God has provided through the Holy Spirit. Because again, you're going to face issues and problems. And the question becomes, when you're faced with the challenges of 2023, I mean, we've been through COVID in 2020. We've had political stuff and new presidents and the economy. I mean, it's been difficult. And it does not seem as if the world is getting easier, right? And so as believers, you and I have an advantage, as Paul has unpacked for us, that I want to show us from the book of Acts. There's an advantage that we have, but it's a resource that I don't believe we tap into all the time. It's a power source of strength that has been given to us, no matter what comes outside of you and the situations of your life that have challenged you, but inside of you, what God has given us is meant to be the foundation of strength that you're pulling from constantly. So the word power, you go back to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. When Paul says he will strengthen you with power, and in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but Jesus tells the disciples, you will receive what? Power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And he says, you'll be my witnesses, and you're going to go out into all the earth. You're going to spread the gospel. You're going to start the church, and the world will never be the same. And I studied that word power because for so long I heard about this Holy Spirit, and you hear me talking about the Holy Spirit a lot, because to me, when Jesus says, I'm leaving because something else better is coming, and he's coming to live and dwell inside of you and I, it's the power source and the presence of God that has been gifted to us to live and dwell within you, to give you a strength that you cannot find on your own and that you cannot find in this world. I want to know the depth of what that means. If there's a power source that I can get more and more of, and it's supernatural and it's spiritual, and I'm faced with all types of challenges and stressors with being a parent and trying to lead and all the things that are coming at me, why would I not get as much of this power as I could? And so the Greek word from the word power is dunamis, which is where we get the word dynamite in the English language. So Jesus looks into the eyes of the disciples and he says, I'm going to leave and you're going to go here and the Holy Spirit's going to come. In Acts chapter 2, Pentecost, the Spirit falls and all this wild stuff starts to happen and supernatural things start coming into the people of God, which builds the church and changes the world. What he's saying is dynamite, explosive power is being placed inside of you. And that's what gets me frustrated in my own walk with God, because how easy is it to get lazy and just not desire the word and to stop praying and to get distracted and to be more excited about like a sports team and a game than I am about Jesus Christ, like all the distraction and stuff. And Jesus is saying, you have dynamite, explosive power and strength living inside of you. It is supernatural. And yes, there's struggles, and yes, there's anxiety, and yes, we feel feelings that are hard and overwhelming, and life is hard, but will you choose this year to go deeper with God, to tap into the explosive power of the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells within you? Because it's like this explosive waiting to just come alive and be lit up within your heart. To fuse, to be lit up with a fire that's just going and building to give you the strength that you need from God to go through whatever you may go through, good, bad, and ugly, in 2023. Do you see that? And so then in Acts 2:38, Peter replies, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why we celebrate baptism so much. That's why we baptize people as a part of salvation, because when you are baptized, the Bible says you receive that power, that explosive power of the Holy Spirit in your life. How much of that power source have you tapped into? I believe the Spirit this year is where your strength is meant to come from. It's where you run the presence of God living and dwelling in you to give you the strength to move forward and to overcome whatever you may face this year. So what's your posture this year? Will you be a worshiper, glorifying God in your life? And where will your strength come from? The third one comes from verse 17 through 19. Paul continues and he said, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love," should underline that part, rooted and established in love, "you may have power together with the Lord's holy people to grasp," everyone say grasp, "to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ." It's beautiful. You can grasp how good this love is. You can grasp the fullness of this God. "And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." The third question that I want to ask you and that I want to ask myself has to do with endurance. And the question is, will you hold tight to his love this year? The part in the scripture talking about being rooted and established in love. I wish I could stand up here and we could preach throughout the year about how incredible and perfect and bountiful and abundant the blessings will be. And we pray for that. We are praying as a staff for financial blessings. We're praying as a staff for spiritual blessings. We're praying for God to move in those ways. But when things get tough, and the storms of life come, the question becomes, is how deep are your roots and what is your foundation? I'm reminded of this in our backyard all the time because lightning struck a tree in our, our backyard backs up to someone else's backyard. They've got these trees that have been around for a long time. Lightning struck months and months ago. One tree fell, and not too long ago, another tree, right towards the bottom of the trunk by the roots, fell over as well, and has now become a free playground for my children, praise God. But it's just laying in the back. And just seeing how quick the lightning strikes and how something that was standing for so long just fell over. And so it's a matter, not a matter of will the challenges come and will the lightning strikes happen in 2023, but the question is, how deep are the roots and how strong is the core of who you are with Jesus Christ? And so I love the idea of this incredible love that God has given us, how wide, how long, and how deep. And I think as you go along, it's easy to drift away from the power of the gospel. It's easy to drift away from the fullness of what this represents and to get so caught up in all the other things. And I was thinking about how to illustrate this, but can you cling to God this year? Like, can you just wrap your arms around his word and around his presence as you're praying and seeking him? And one of our daughters, Paisley, I guess a couple of weeks ago, she was just in an emotional place, and she's 7 years old, 8 years old, and she's so sweet, so sensitive in a beautiful way. But she would wake up in like the middle of the night, and I stay up a little bit later than Heather, and it's about, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I hear these little footsteps coming down the stairs. And usually I think it's our son, and he just wants to play no matter what time it is, but it was Paisley this time, and she, the light's on, and she puts her head down, and she just drapes herself into my chest on the couch. And I said, "Paisley, what's wrong?" And she goes, "I don't know." She didn't even know what to say. "I don't know." And I said, "Are you okay?" And she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "What do you need?" Or I go to her, I go, "What do you need right now?" In this sweet, calm little voice, she goes, "I just need you to hug me." And so I just wrap my arms around her, right? Like, I don't think she even knew. She just woke up, maybe had a bad dream, or she had been in an emotional place. She comes down. What does she need? She just needs to be grasped by the love of her Father. And this year, I don't know what it's going to look like. I hope it's beautiful, and I hope it's blessed, and I hope it's incredible. I hope it's the best year you've ever had. But sometimes you need to come down the stairs and you need to find yourself in the presence of your Father, and you just need to allow Him to wrap His arms around you, to be in His presence, to feel His love, to feel His goodness. You need to walk wherever you need to be when it's hard, when you're disgruntled, when things are challenging. Whatever it may be, when you're anxious, you just want to find yourself in the presence of God to allow Him to continually wrap His arms around you so you can grasp that He didn't just love us on the cross. It's a daily thing that we're pursuing, that we can experience. Because the Spirit lives inside of you, you are connected to God intimately and personally all the time. But we live in such a way where we get disconnected and disjointed. We don't think about God. We don't pray. We don't worship. We're not seeking Him in His Word. And Sunday comes and like I'll just get kind of back into the God thing. It's like, no. He's available all day, every day. And He wants you to grasp that His love is far reaching. That your sins have been forgiven, past, present, in future. The slate is wiped clean. He loves you. His love is perfect. It is pure. It's never ending. It's never stopping. He doesn't change His mind about you. Just sink into Him and allow His love to cover you this year. Do you see it? Will you hold tight to His love? Heather was reminding me of a story in the road to Emmaus when these disciples, after Jesus had gone into, or actually He had died and He'd risen, but He hadn't been found. People didn't know what was going on, and he had spoken to these guys on the road to Emmaus. And then they figured out it was Jesus. He had risen, like He's back. God is alive. He's conquered the grave. And He's kind of like, I'm going to leave now. And they're just like begging Him to stay close. They craved this closeness to Jesus. They couldn't imagine being away from Him again. I think some of us should just be praying, starting like now. God, just be so close to me this year. As your pastor, I pray like on a Tuesday afternoon, you stop and the posture of your heart changes and you just put work aside and you close the door in your office and you're just worshiping God, and you just can actually in that moment grasp how good and present His love is in your life. That He's so real and He's so available and He just wants to be near you and wants to spend time with you, and He's just a good Father ready to receive you. That's the pursuit. Come what may this year. Finally, we'll end with this, Ephesians 3:20. This is where I thought we were going to go for the sermon. But Paul says, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more. If you have your Bibles or notes, that's one to underline and remember. Now to this God who can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power, again, that is at work within us, Holy Spirit, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Here's I think, the big question. What do you believe God is capable of in your life this year? How do you see God right now? Is he distant? Is he confusing? Is he an unknown? Is he someone like you're interested in, but you don't know how to like connect with? Is he someone that's maybe you feel like disappointed you and hasn't provided what you thought you wanted or you thought you needed? Do you feel confused by him? Do you think he's big and you know he's real, but you just don't know what it means to have a personal connection with him? Paul says he's the God who can do immeasurably more than our minds can fathom. Then even more than you can ask, or even more than you can imagine. Like, the possibilities with this God are endless. They're vast. They're incredible. They're far-reaching. Like, God is so far beyond this little box we try to put him in and control him with. He's so far beyond what we can even imagine. That's the God I want to believe in. I don't want a God who I can control. I don't want a God who I can just, hey, you do this and do this and like, all right, you stay there. I'll go do my thing and I'll be back in a little bit. No, he's so much bigger and grander and greater than that. But sometimes life, and like the years you've walked through, has stopped and just put a lid on the faith that you can have in him. Because we equate God with all the circumstances. And God is far beyond the circumstances of your life. I want you to think through this fast, in this pursuit of God for 21 days. Yes, losing weight is great. I heard all about that last year. But I hope for some more spiritual growth through the fast. What are your spiritual goals with God? What do you want to see from God that you've never seen before? How deep do you want to get with God? How connected to the Holy Spirit do you want to be? How much of the power that resides within you through the Holy Spirit have you tapped into? Do you want more? Are you content with your knowledge of God, your understanding of God, your experience with God? Or do you want more from this God who can do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine? I read that and I go, God, I want more of you. I want to see more of you in my life. I haven't even reached the surface. I haven't even scratched the surface of what you're capable of in my life. God, take me further as a husband. Take me further as a parent, as a leader, as a pastor, as a friend. God, strengthen me in ways that I need within my life. There are things that you've given up on, you've stopped praying for, that I think God is calling you to pray for again. Because he can do immeasurably more than what you even ask. There's places in our life where we've put a lid on our faith and what we think God can do, that this fast for 21 days starting on January 9th can be a complete refresh for you to say, God, I'm going big with you this year. I'm not content with where it's at. I want to overcome that sin in my life. I want to overcome that temptation, God, through your power, that is explosive power. You can do anything. But is that the God you believe in? Do you believe he's that real, and that he's that present, and that he's that active in your life and in this world? What if you took 21 days to give up some food or a meal or the snooze button? There's no way I'm doing that. Or whatever it may be in your life. Just kidding, I should. What if you chose to just dial in to start the year and to spiritually prime your year to ask God to move in ways that you need him to move? We'll put those four questions on the screen. Hopefully a couple, one or two, resonated with you. You can think about through this year. Maybe in June we'll circle back and we'll rethink about what those look like. But I want you to think about, we put those four up on the screen, Cody. I want you to just resonate on those this week. And we have the guide for the fast out in the lobby on the tables. If you want to know what fasting looks like, you want some categories to be praying for, to prepare yourself to spiritually pursue this God in a fresh way this year, I hope you do it. I'm praying this is the best year yet in your spiritual life with your Heavenly Father. He's got so much more in store for you and me. Let's not leave the power source sitting over here, not tapped into. Why don't you stand as we close? I'd love to pray over you and your family as we begin the year together. It's great to see you. Again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. It's going to be a great 2023. I'm excited to see what God has in store. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're just in awe of you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Paul's prayer to this church that we can glean so much from in our own life. God, help us have a posture of worship. God, help us just never stop praising your name, honoring you with our lives, living in a way that brings glory and praise to you, having a marriage that gives worship and honor to you, having parenting skills, the way we love and teach and train our children, the way we go about our work, may it be all to worship you. May we find our strength in you this year, God. May we not rely on our own understanding, our own mindset, our own hearts, but may we tap into the power source that you have placed within us. And God, may we grasp your love. There are people in this room that feel unloved, unnoticed, that no one sees them, that no one cares for them. God, would your love just wear on them? Would you wrap your love around them today? And may we have a faith that you are still a God who can do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine. Thank you for Jesus who paid the price for us. If there's anyone in this room that have never given their lives to Christ, may they do so today. God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.